This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. One of the most difficult questions we can ask ourselves is, why is there so much suffering? Is that the sort of question you've asked yourself? There's no doubt that we've asked that perhaps many, many times, because we notice in life, it doesn't matter how old we are, but there's pain and sorrow, particularly for those that we might have known or might know. For example, bad news comes. A man goes to a doctor for a checkup, only to be found he's got cancer, or an employee is told her job is made redundant, she's out of work. And as a result, that causes all sorts of confusion and emotional stress, and the people feel that they're helpless, that they can't do anything about it. Every day, our media brings us scenes of disaster and tragedy, and then there's suffering on a larger scale in our nations around the world. There's not enough food and medicine. So why do innocent people starve? Why do they go without shelter? I have a sense that the question of suffering, I think, challenges every thinking person. There was the First World War chaplain by the name of Stoddard Kennedy, well known in the early days of the First World War, and he used to say that if a person was not disturbed by the problem of pain, they were suffering either from a hardening of the heart or a softening of the brain. Well, in the Old Testament, we come up with a good man named Job, and Job suffered great loss in his life. And if you have a read sometime of the book of Job, you'll see what I mean. He was a righteous man. He lost his sons and daughter. He lost his livestock. And today it'd be the same as if we had lost all our life savings and investments. God allowed Job to suffer physically. He had a horrible skin disease. His friends didn't recognize him. And yet through all this, Job remained committed to God. He was quite an amazing man. And whilst he couldn't understand it, his friends used to say to him, well, look, you must have done something wrong, that you were being punished. And so they reckoned that he'd done something, that tragedy had come his way for a reason. And in the end of that story, God interrupts and tells Job's friends they were wrong because Job had not sinned. And quite a remarkable story of faith. And in Job 42, verse 1 to 3, we read that Job says to the Lord, I know that you can do anything and no one can stop you. And I was talking about things I didn't understand. He said, things far too wonderful for me. So isn't it amazing that at a point in life, Job could say that he could realize that God was in the midst of suffering? And I think there's a point here that we may never know why these bad things happen. There may be no logical reason, at least in this life. And sometimes in the church, we've not helped by giving what I call pat answers to people, like, you must have more faith to believe God will heal you, or, well, in the midst of this, you must give thanks to God for that experience. And I heard of one minister who said, oh, look, you've been appointed to suffer for him because of your integrity. Well, I don't think any of those answers are very helpful. In fact, all they do is heap more guilt on that person who is suffering. And I feel there are some instances of suffering that we will never understand. So don't give glib and unwise statements to your friend who is suffering. I think it's best to say nothing, to give your love and support in a practical and caring way. So if you've ever had to face up to suffering, how did you deal with it? Did you ask for God to help you? Were there friends or people that you could talk to? And sometimes there's that awful feeling of helplessness, and that in fact drives people to extremes. I think the key here is the little word hope, and the Bible can help by words. For example, from 2 Corinthians it says, the present troubles are small, they won't last long, but we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we look forward to what we have not yet seen, for the troubles we have will soon be over, and the joys will come and last forever. That's 2 Corinthians 4, 17 to 18. And of course, Psalm 23. If you need to read something today, that's a wonderful psalm, a chapter about God's presence. Well, Lord, we know something of your abiding presence and the peace that comes to us. Lord, we often dwell on the hurts and the failures of other people, and yet we know that you're there to help us. May we concentrate today on the things that make for harmony, even though, Lord, often we can't understand what suffering is about. And this I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.